13 Indiana school districts appealed to voters for their support in 18 separate referenda this spring. In total, 13 measures passed and 5 failed. 4 counties offered 2 measures each, one item to fund construction projects and one to supplement general funds. Pike County voters overwhelmingly said no to a referendum that would have helped close a budget deficit in their local school district. Pike Superintendent Suzanne Blake says that means it's back to the drawing board for local school officials.
So I'm afraid the next steps are going to make it difficult for a little bit. But I can't continue to go over the budget and spend without regard.
Up north, River Forest School's referendum passed, which will mean more money to fund teaching positions, staff positions, and educational programming. Superintendent Stephen Disney says in addition to his district's existing deficit, he's projecting about a 1.5% cut based on the school funding formula just passed by the General Assembly in the biennial budget process.
Unfortunately, we haven't had the leadership in Indianapolis that has valued public schools, and I think that this is a reflection when communities come out and say, no, our public schools are important.
Typically, around 50% of referenda pass, and more pass in May elections. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morella.